This next story is just one item from a long national police blotter, an item chosen not quite at random. A 49-year-old Native American man was beaten to death on the streets of Minneapolis last week. Morning Edition listeners may remember him. He was featured recently in a story about housing for long-term alcoholics. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this appreciation of Terrence Eric Stonechild.
There was a time in Eric Stonechild's life when few people would have mourned his death. For more than 3 decades, he drank alcohol-based mouthwash, antiseptic alcohol, anything with alcohol in it. He once showed me a picture of himself from back then, a nearly toothless, wild-eyed man with a greasy gray beard. When he looked at the picture, he said he was just as dead as he was alive.
I realize that now, and I'm glad that I realized it.
Stonechild was a mean drunk. Fighting got him into prison several times. In between, he lived in abandoned houses or in a makeshift shelter by the railroad tracks, panhandling and drinking. In 1996, he made his way to Anishinaabe-Wakaigan, a new housing project where alcoholics were allowed to drink. Director Kelby Grobender had to throw Stonechild out after he beat another resident. Stonechild was easily the size of a linebacker. When Grobender saw him on the street, he sometimes went the other way.
He was one of the scariest guys that I knew on the street in terms of his potential for violence.
Stonechild came back to Anishinaabe-Wakaigan in 2001, and he decided to stop drinking.
One day I got up, there was no one around, and I realized that they... The Great Spirit could help me if I helped myself. And I started to talk to him to make a deal with him that I'd sober up if he'd help me be a better man. And he did so far.
Until his death last week, he lived in an apartment a few blocks away, and he worked as a janitor and counselor at the housing project. Last winter, as we sat and talked in the cafeteria, we could see a man at least a quarter of a mile away slip and fall.
Oh, that old guy right there fell over. Way down by that trees. Yeah. Go help him.
Who is it?
I don't know. Don't matter who it is, really. Yeah, I'm gonna go help him.
Stonechild was halfway out the door, no coat on, ready to head across an ice field in weather as cold as a knife blade when the man finally struggled to his feet. Every weekend, Stonechild went back to the river or the railroad tracks where he used to hang out, with coffee and donuts and sandwiches for his old friends. Last winter, Kelby Grobender said he'd never seen such a change in a person.
You know, he's one of the nicest guys that I know. You know, it just seems like such a miracle to me that, you know, this guy that I used to be very wary of if I met him out on the sidewalk, now I walk into work every morning and he smiles and says good morning to me. And it's just this wonderful transformation.
Stonechild himself was a little embarrassed, but generous about telling his story.
I'm just hoping and praying that it'll open eyes to other people, that I can be an example, that there is hope.
2 young people, both apparently unknown to him, have been charged with beating him to death a week ago. According to a police detective, one of the suspects complained that Eric called him a punk. The Native American community in Minneapolis responded with an outpouring of grief. There's been a vigil and a silent march. His funeral is later today. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.